C Richard Perno podcast.
Luke Smith from SMSF, specialist from Envision Financial. Good to have your company. How are you today?
Look, it's a little bit warmer in here than it is outside.
It is a bit cool. -6 on Sunday. Now, this is something often overlooked, isn't it? The issue that we're going to deal with today, Luke.
Very much so, yeah. Today we're going to be talking about insurance, what sort of policies are available, and then trying to point out to the listeners some key differences and some things they should really look out for to make sure they understand what they actually maintain.
There is a shopping list of insurances.
There really is, yeah. There are a number of things that the people can obviously insure. Today we're going to touch on some of the key personal insurances, so your life cover, your total permanent disablement, your trauma cover, your income protection, and we'll touch on some of the differences a little bit later in the show. But yeah, I just want people to make sure that they understand what they may have as a default option in their super fund, how they can hold things, how they can pay for things, and what may or may not be tax deductible, because As an older gentleman once said to me, all cognac is brandy, not all brandy is cognac.
It's a good thing too, isn't it? And just before we get into the issue right at hand, Luke, we do have, don't we, en masse an insurance somewhere embedded in our super?
Potentially, depending on the fund. It's not a compulsory thing. Depending on the fund that people have, there may or may not be automatic cover in there. So it really pays to check and understand what you're actually paying for and what you're covered for, because things can be very, very different. And the eye is in the detail here, and you really do get what you pay for.
Yeah, 25 to 5. And if you'd like to talk to Luke Smith about insurance, give him a call now, 6255-1206. Luke, what are the different kinds of personal insurance we can get involved
in? All right, so if we run through the list at a high level, we've obviously got life cover. We've got total permanent disablement, or TPD cover. Generally, you find that those two are held through automatic superannuation funds or can be held personally. You then move on to trauma cover.
Trauma cover?
So trauma cover is a lump sum payment that is received by the life insured on a tax-free basis for specific medical conditions. So things like heart, stroke, cancer. They're generally some of the big key things that we see out there in the wide world at the moment. And if we're honest, everybody knows somebody that's been touched by cancer. So it's a very, very good type of cover for extinguishing debt, replacing lost income, and protecting the second income in a couple. This is often overlooked, where in the event of a claim, if one person's gone down with an illness, the husband or wife or partner is taking time off work to care for them and bring them back to full recovery. So trauma is a great way to protect the lost wages of the carer and give yourself a bit of breathing space.
Luke Smith, is that a separate kind of insurance policy? You buy that separately?
Correct, exactly right. So generally speaking, you find you have life and TPD, or total permanent disablement, either in super or outside of super, and trauma is a separate type of cover that has a different set of conditions and payment options. And then we lead into income protection, which I think is a must, because that allows people to secure 75% to 80% of their pre-disability income or their wages if something happens and stops them from being able to go and perform their usual occupation.
Yeah.
People have mortgages, kids, school fees, childcare, Woolworths, Coles, gym memberships, girlfriends, boyfriends. So having your income come in and taking it for granted is something that is often missed, especially for the younger generation who are still, bulletproof. And
I think they can last forever.
Exactly,
but there's an age cut-off time for income insurance.
There is. Yeah, that's right. Generally speaking, depending on the quality of the contract, you can have what they call a benefit period. Now, the benefit period is the duration of the payment in the event of a claim. Could be 2 years, could be 5 years, could be age 60, could be age 55, could be right through to age 70 now, because contracts continue to evolve and grow with an ageing population. So it's very important that you understand your waiting period, when it starts, and your benefit period, when it ends, because they can be very, very different.
Can you pick up a income protection insurance not when you're 21, 22 or 20? Can you pick it up later in life?
You can pick it up at any point in time.
But I would imagine the premiums will go up accordingly.
Correct. Depending on how the policy is structured, you can pick up a policy and then pick a time frame that suits your need. And it's important to take into account when the benefit's going to start, because that will have a direct impact on the premium. as well as when the benefit will end. So obviously, the younger you are, if you're looking at 25 to 30 years of your working life, there will be millions of dollars at risk there if you are unable to continue working. Very different to someone who looks to try and take a policy out at 50 or 55 that could be retiring at 60. It's always about tying the cover to the need and then making sure that we can meet the specific objective.
Luke, can you get that permanent, obviously permanently employed? What about part-time casual? Can you get that?
Yeah, generally speaking, most insurance companies, most good insurance companies will offer a retail contract where you work 15 to 20 hours or more. That's generally, and I use the word generally obviously because everybody provides different terms.
Sure.
Generally, 15 to 20 hours is the minimum for part-time employment. But it may be different if you structure your policy through your super fund and depending on who your super fund is with.
And an individual policy. And that goes the same for trauma insurance?
Trauma insurance is held outside of the superannuation environment. It's not something that you hold inside super because the definition at the time of claim needs to be met and the legislation doesn't allow that to be held through superannuation. On the super front, you can hold life, total permanent disablement, and income protection through super, provided it suits your needs. Now, there are pros and cons on both sides of that equation. But for me, having the cover is far better than not.
Oh, yeah.
But some of the key differences are in the wording and the definition specifically for TPD and income protection, and we'll touch on those in a little bit.
What should we do when we're considering sort of reviewing our insurance cover?
Well, I think the biggest thing is we always start with why.
Why are you changing?
Like most things in life, starting with the why and working backwards allows you to make sure that you understand what are the key things. Why do I need this? Why do I want it? And why would I explore this as an option? Because everybody's at different stages of their life. Everybody has different obligations, different costs, different debt positions, and making sure that you understand why you need it and then having someone explain the benefits and considerations is really important because I never want people paying for something that they don't need. And we often see people take policies out quite a while ago and then the situation's changed, kids have got older, debts come down. So it really pays to review what you have to make sure that it is relevant because there's nothing more frustrating than when someone comes in and shows you a premium they've been paying that was inappropriate for them 5 to 10 years ago.
Yeah, we can't see the future, can we, Luke?
Well, no, but that's why it pays to review things and make sure you understand what you're paying for and that what you have in relation to your insurance is specific to your situation and your objectives because they always change.
There used to be a policy called All of Life Policy.
Yeah, they're the
remember
old school.
Those?
Yeah, that's right. There used to be a combination of insurance and asset accumulation. Mm. So as things have evolved, that you don't generally see those anymore. I did actually see a policy schedule from the 70s a couple of weeks ago and it was still laminated and intact. It's the best one I've seen. So
what you really have to analyse, Luke Smith, is why you need it, the specific reason you're getting insured. What are you getting covered for?
Yeah, why are you doing it? It's no different to going out and buying a car.
No.
You don't buy a Ferrari to drive around in a paddock.
No.
And you don't drive through the middle of Mitchell in a John Deere tractor.
Yeah, well, you can. So, it's a silly waste of money.
What's our strategy? What's our structure? And then how much cover do we need?
That's as you get older, should you review your policy and coverage?
Policy should be reviewed, you could say every 12 months, but on any significant life-changing event, and on a regular basis to make sure that if there are improvements and things that are going to make your contract better, then you should be exploring those.
Let's get into the benefits, the different benefits and how policies differ and what we should actually consider. Envision and the SMSF specialist from Envision Financial, Luke Smith. And you can contact Envision on 6260 4749. Insurance, I mean, it's a maze, isn't it, Luke? This must be a huge problem that you have to answer constantly at work, wouldn't you?
Correct, yeah. Look, it is something that as part of a broader financial planning strategy is very important because part of my discussion with clients is how do we build wealth, manage cash flow, get tax deductions and plan for later. Protecting your ability to earn and generate income is just as important as far as I'm concerned.
And the wordage in these policies, Luke Smith, is so vital, isn't it?
It is everything. So if we touch on a few key things that people need to look out for is look at your structure. Okay, depending on whether the cover's inside or outside of super could potentially impact the tax payable at the time of claim. It could also impact the tax deductibility of the premium that you pay. So life cover through super, generally deductible to the fund. Life cover in your own name may or may not be deductible.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the other big difference we see on a daily basis is TPD or total permanent disablement. Own or any occupation. Okay? They sound similar. They are very, very, very different. Give you an example. At the time of claim, am I able to perform my own occupation? So let's say I'm a solicitor or a surgeon.
All right.
I have an accident. Can I be a surgeon? No. Greater likelihood of being paid. Under the any occupation definition, am I able to perform any other occupation that I am suitably trained and qualified to undertake? So I can't be a surgeon, but if I could sit behind a desk and answer the phone, less likelihood of being paid.
No payout.
No. Now, here's the catch for those out there listening. Generally speaking, your default cover through super will have an any occupation definition. So check it, check it, check it.
Can you change it?
You can, and then we have strategies to allow you to continue to pay the majority of the premium out of super so it doesn't affect your personal cash flow. But I'm always a big advocate of having the best possible definition, because at claim time, you want the greatest likelihood of being paid, and a good contract always ensures that you have the best opportunity to get what you've been paying for.
In a standalone situation, Luke Smith, if you want the TPI or the
TPD,
you wouldn't know that's going to happen to you, would you, unless you were in some sort of dangerous job?
Well, look, it could be anything from, an out-of-nowhere car accident to mental health.
Mm.
Mental health is very prevalent at the moment.
Yes.
People are under a lot of pressure. TPD and the instances of mental health claims has increased significantly in the last couple of years. And this is where policies tend to cross over. So, for example, mental health will be covered under a TPD policy. Mental health may not be covered under a trauma contract.
Okay.
Otherwise, you just have one policy that will cover everybody for everything.
That's right.
And as I say to clients, you just tell me what you're going to have, and we'll insure you for just that, and we won't worry about anything else. And people sort of look at you and go, I don't know what's going to happen.
Does occupation dictate the kind of insurance you should get?
In a way, yes. Occupation will impact the cost of TPD, or total permanent disablement cover, and income protection and business expenses for the self-employed out there. So that's one that's overlooked a lot as well. If you're running a business and you have fixed costs like your heating, your lights and your wages of non-income producing staff, if you go down as the key person in that business, it's important to ensure that all of your fixed costs are recuperated by the insurance company, so they are paid and you are reimbursed for those. Because your rent's payable whether you're there or not. Your lights are payable whether you're there or not. Your leasing of equipment is payable whether you're there or not. So self-employed people need to consider the business expenses cover that's available, because the important take-home here is income protection and business expenses are generally 100% tax deductible. In brackets.
Yeah.
Refer to your accountant.
Yeah, true.
However, keep that in mind, because if you can get a deduction for income protection and secure your cash flow, or pay tax and get nothing.
Yeah,
I know where a lot of my clients end up, making sure that they can fill the Woolworths bag every week with wages.
So, Luke Smith, you've got to really read this stuff, haven't you?
Very much so, very much so. Income protection is another one that people need to be mindful of. So some key things that people should look out for in relation to their income protection policy. Check your benefit period. How long will you be paid? Some insurance funds offer default cover that only pay for 2 to 5 years. Now, if you're going to work for the next 25 to 30... that may be inappropriate.
Yeah.
You may be better off claiming the cost of income protection in your own name, not through the super fund. So if your marginal tax rate's greater than 15%, you would be better off claiming it in your own name than through super. Okay? Look at your waiting period. When do you start getting paid? Could be 30 days, could be 60 days, could be 90 days. And this comes back to reviewing your situation. Mm. When you're younger and you don't have accumulated leave or a lot of available funds, 30 days may be appropriate. As you build up your wealth and your sick leave and your accumulated leave, long service leave, you want to look to try and push the waiting period out so that you can reduce the cost and have something that's applicable to your needs. Nothing frustrates me more than when someone comes in with $300,000 or $400,000 of available funds and they're paying a premium with a 30-day waiting period when they could have halved it, in some instances, with a 90-day wait and still been okay with sick leave.
And all that information is embedded in the policy, yes?
Any time someone takes out the contract, they can find this information out either by their existing provider through a policy schedule or contacting their fund and asking, what are the components of the cover that I maintain?
Yeah.
Because it is a lot to do with what you have, how it's structured, and when and how you're going to be paid.
Yeah, so ask the questions. It's your policy, isn't it, Luke?
Look, at the end of the day, I've never had anybody tell me they don't want the money at claim time.
That's it. That's it, too. So, now, okay, just recapping your super fund. What should we be looking at for in the super fund if you've got policies through your super fund?
Awesome. So if we're holding cover through super, we want to look for, do we have the any occupation definition for total permanent disablement, and how can somebody give you advice to get the own occupation portion outside of super to ensure it's a tax-free payment and it's a better definition? Look at the deductibility. What's the rate of deduction you could get in your own name? What's your benefit period for income protection? Generally, as I said earlier, 2 to 5 years with some payable to age 65.
Yeah.
So check that, because if you have a long-term need, make sure it's structured correctly. And also check the definition of your income protection policy. You can have agreed value that's endorsed or locked in with financial proof at the time you take it out.
Right.
Or you can have an indemnity contract, which is assessed 12 months prior to the date of your unfortunate claim. Again, very, very different.
Hugely.
Important to understand the difference and the quality of a good policy and what your income does. Because if you're a salaried employee, indemnity may be okay for you because your income doesn't bounce around. If you're out there in the self-employed world and your income can fluctuate like we all know it can, having security and clarity and having something endorsed so that if your business does take a downturn or you take some leave, you have a child, you want to support somebody through illness, you're then not potentially paying for something that you won't be paid on.
Yeah.
So it really pays to understand
now,
where
Luke
the
Smith,
money's going.
Envision has some great opportunity for you to be able to learn a little more too. You have a bit of a forum, a bit of a, if you like, a workshop, a
Correct.
Course coming
That's right.
up.
Yeah, so we've just created as part of our Envision Education Program. We touched on this the week before last,
yes.
where we're giving people an opportunity to come in for 6 weeks, an hour and a half, one night a week, $550, which, if you think about the average cost of a statement of advice being between $600 and $3,000, if you can come in for 6 weeks for an hour and a half and work through the differences between different policies, different super funds, and gain the skills and knowledge to be able to take hold of your situation and understand what you're working with, I think it's great value. It's going to be in small groups, so we can have a lot of Q&A. I like a lot of banner. I like the ideas. Throw them around. Tell me what you're going to do. Tell me what you need, and we can work through some things that can only help you understand what you've got so that you don't come to me at 50 and 55 and say those
what
horrible words.
Yeah.
Why didn't someone tell me that 10 years ago?
All right, so when do the courses start?
So we're taking enrolments for that at the moment. We're going to run them in small groups of 8 to 10.
Right.
So you can contact us at the website, envisionfinancial.com.au/events. That's Envision with an E. Or you can give us a call, 6260-4749, and you can reserve your spot for that. And we'll be running those out
All
through
right.
the back end of the year.
Now,
and
when you leave the room, you won't be forced to sign a policy or anything, will you?
It's not about... It's about being able to give back to the community in a way that we can try and educate people.
Yeah.
Part of our role as, or I believe my part of my role as an advisor is to help people answer questions and give them the skills and the knowledge to try and improve their decision making.
Yeah.
You can then instill those values on your children. You can send your children.
Ugh.
You can send older people. You can send younger people. I'll help anybody that wants help, and I'm prepared to commit my time and at a small cost to cover, expenses. It's about having 6 weeks of an hour and a half
That's
of.
It.
You know, throw your situation at me. I don't care if you come and work your life into your examples. We're going to go through a course. We've got 6 different units. You've got take-home material. You'll have access to our knowledge centre. You can have an appointment with me afterwards just to have a health check. And part of your homework through the program will be trying to analyse your current situation with real-life examples.
Go online, Envision, that's with an E, envisionfinancial.com.au/events. It's starting soon. It won't be a 500 people crowded in a room somewhere. It'll almost be a one-on-one. Acronym of the week has got to be
Acronym
this.
Acronym of the week, TPD. TPD stands for Total Permanent Disablement. So to claim a TPD benefit, you have to be totally and permanently disabled for a continual period of 3 months. A lot of people aren't aware of that. And then a medical practitioner says it's very highly unlikely that you'll be able to return to your chosen occupation. So it's through your super.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it's okay, I have it through my super. Check your definition.
Yeah.
Check what you're paying for.
And you mentioned earlier, didn't you? You may not be able to be doing the job you were doing, but if you're suitable to do another job,
Correct.
You ain't going to get this payment, are you?
Exactly right. So it's all in the definition. Have the best available policy to make sure the greatest likelihood of being paid to protect your biggest assets, which are generally your home,
your family,
your kids, your family, and what you want to do. Because a lot of people spend a lot of time working in their office, in their factory, in the street, in the sun, underground, and the last thing they want to do is lose everything for something that they can't control.
So there it is, a total permanent disablement. If you think you've got it embedded in your super, really check it. Analyse that, seek the advice of Envision Financial, and if you want to do a standalone one, you can do that too?
Look, we can structure anything for anybody. It's about what's your strategy, what's your structure, and what's the cover that you need. As my friend Barry from Bungendore, we had this discussion this afternoon. Big Barry, if you're listening, mate, big throw out to you. Make sure you've got what you need, not what your friends need.
Yeah, that's a good advice to Luke Smith, specialist from Envision Financial. If you'd like to know about these workshops, it's Envision Financial with an E, envisionfinancial.com.au/events, and you can give them a call on 6260 4749. Luke Smith, specialist from Envision Financial. Good to see you. Good advice.
See you next week.